The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, it's Hugh Hewitt. Welcome to The Rundown, which consists of the pre-rundown, the rundown, and the post-rundown, but all of it brought to you by ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 gets you started on ReliefFactor.com. I talk about it three times in my daily show, at the bottom of the first hour when I take it, and then in hours two and three when I remind you to take it, depending on when your commute begins, because ReliefFactor.com works. It's the only supplement I've taken in 30 years of broadcasting. I've declined every other opportunity to take a supplement, and I'll tell you why. Because ReliefFactor.com actually works. I carry in Curcumin and Resveratrol Omega. Temporary relief for the relief of minor aches and pains. Temporary support for the relief of minor aches and pains. And you can't do better than that three-week starter pack, $19.95. With that in mind, let's get to the pre-rundown rundown. Morning Glory America. This is the pre-rundown rundown. Actually, it's the pre-rundown rundown part one. We're going to run into two parts today. Generalissimo.
Yes.
You have two kids.
Yes.
All right. And so one is?
One is 17 and is a senior, or I'm sorry, junior, and one is 15 and is a freshman.
Okay. Let's focus on the younger one. So you have got 4 years of $300 a month coming in. And that means that over the next, and that's under the new bill. And I expect that provision of the bill to be extended, and I'm going to talk about it in the show. So it's $3,600 a year for freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. That's 4 times 36. I don't do math, but it's somewhere north of $13,000.
We basically finally got voucher money, right?
Voucher money. So are you going to make a plan for that? My kids are grown. I can't make a plan. But are you going to make a plan for it, or are you just going to say, oh, $300 in the checking account, that's a great thing?
We haven't thought about it much. It will probably just go into the general fund. I don't think we are going to do anything different because my wife is a public school teacher and teaches in that same district, and so she kind of likes having the kids in that district.
Well, of course, some people aren't going to move their kids. In fact, most people aren't going to move their kids out of public schools. I like the public schools my kids went to. But it's also college money. It's also, you know, by the time this thing rises and falls and the inflationary effects are felt and the collapse of the student aid deal, because it's not going to be renewed, you're going to be looking at college or junior college, JUCO. And I would have thought you, of all people, Mr. Financial Planner, would be investing $300 a month in a 529 where it can grow tax-free. So if you're not going to pull your kids out of public school, my two parts today is one, pull your kid out of public school, but two, if you're not going to, start a 529 and put that $300 a month in there and let it grow tax-free by Amazon.
Well, and that's what we may end up doing, is we may just kind of set that money aside and let it build some interest.
You could even have a direct investment program. But, I mean, buying stocks in an inflationary environment would be the smartest thing to do, right?
Yeah.
So you're gonna do that if I converted my first apostle?
We will have a conversation about that this weekend. Again, we didn't really know what was in the dumb thing until after Joe Biden signed it, right?
Well,
we didn't know.
$300 a month. I mean, there's a lot of trash in there too. I mean, this is only about $100 billion of the $2 trillion, but the $100 billion is $300 a month per child in America, 17 and younger. So if parents are awake and planning, if they call their financial planner, if they call their local school right now, they can get this done. I mean, they really could get this done.
Oh, I agree. It's we need to see the money first.
It's going to show up. They're going to directly deposit it.
Okay. Well,
so will you take the pledge?
Will I take what pledge?
The pledge to use your new money to educate your kids.
Well, we are going to educate our kids, and okay, fine.
That's my first one. Take the pledge. I'm not doing a rundown today. I'm doing Take the Pledge Day today. So all this audio I went and found last night.
Yes, all the audio you found last night.
It's not going to come in.
None of it is.
No. I'm going to do Take the Pledge all day.
Okay, that's fine.
And food for the poor. I'm going to remind people.
That's fine. Did you see the courtroom, the Zoom
wait,
court?
Wait. This is a rundown. This is a show. You have to like a show. This is the Take the Pledge show, so don't bring up extraneous things.
This is a pre-show. I can talk about all the stuff that you're going to go on to do.
It's going to go on to the thing that I urge people to send to everyone by going to the rundown, Take the Pledge. So now I need to go away and come back. Thank you, Generalissimo. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, even click on a link, a big tech company can use that IP to track all your activity tied back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. All you have to do is download the app on your phone. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt. That's ExpressVPN.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months free. So go to expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now to learn more.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country looking hard to find a home. But nothing perfect or considerable, we're so damn good. It's the story of your life, you're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life, you live it every day. You can run, you run, but you won't get away.
Bonjour, hi, Canada. I'm Hugh Hewitt. It's Friday. I am in the ReliefFactor.com studio. Time for the rundown. Open up the phones, friends. 1-800-520-1234. President Biden signed the blue state bailout yesterday. And it's an enormous amount of money. And most of the bill is bad. I mean, really bad. Now, there are two parts of the bill that I like. I like giving Americans $1,400 each. So if you have a family of five and you made less than $150,000 last year, you're going to get $7,000 very quickly. That's great because it's been a tough year on everyone. And in addition to that $7,000, you're going to get $300 per child age six or younger, or $250 for every child age 7 to 17. And it's going to come in regular increments. I've been researching. They call it's very, of course, it's done by the government, so no one can understand it. But before long, the private sector will teach this to you. How much is the direct stimulus payment for dependents, writes the Washington Post. Eligible taxpayers will receive $1,400 for each dependent claimed on their federal return, regardless of age. This might include a college student or a disabled adult child. Got it? Eligible taxpayers who claim an elderly parent are also entitled to a $1,400 payment. That increases the total amount for folks who have larger households, said Garrett Watson, senior policy analyst for the Tax Foundation. That's going to be a pretty big change. Yes, it is. It's a huge change. Huge game changer. And that is why I want you to take a pledge today to make a plan. Take the pledge, make a plan. Now, when will you get this money? Typically, the IRS reduces a taxpayer's refund to offset past child support, past due tax debt. The IRS can offset or take a person's refund to satisfy those debts, but not this time. Not this time. This time, they are actually going to send you the money. How will I receive the money under the child tax credit? Details, according to the Washington Post, of how the balance will be set by the IRS still need to be worked out. They are hoping that they will be sent to you periodically. It will be based on your 2019 or 2020 federal return. If you made less money in 2020 than you did in 2019, you want to file that return quickly. Now, the higher child tax credit payments go to the younger children, $3,600 a year. And I misstated it. It's infant stage 5. For ages 6 to 17, it's $250. The payments are slated to begin in July. The money paid out in advance will overall be half the amount the parents are projected to be eligible for when they claim their federal status, according to some experts. That means you're going to start getting money from the IRS very soon. Very soon. So what are you going to do with it? If you don't make a plan, you're probably just going to put it in the general household budget, and some of you may need to put it in the general household budget. But what I want to do today is ask my callers, 1-800-520-1234, to consider that you can get your kid out of the grips of the teachers' unions if you find a private school and you start looking today. Private schools all over the country have excess desks. There are some exceptions to that. But I know there are foundations, I've gone out on the road for them, that do nothing but take wonderful kids and put them behind a desk in a private school. And if you see the collapse of curriculum that is underway in California, I had dinner last night with Lisa Sparks, Lisa, board member of the Orange County Department of Education. That's the countywide supervisorial body. I also know other members on that. And the curriculum changes that the California woke legislature is forcing on schools is turning them into little social experiments and social engineering. You've got to get your kids out of these schools. You've got to get them into a good private school. You've got to go find a Catholic school. You got to make a plan today. You're going to have the money to do it, if you're conscious of it. Now, if you happen to be blessed with a great public school, and I was, my kids went to public school, all three of them, all 13 years, 39 years of public school, I have no complaints. It was before the revolution in curriculum, before Common Core, before woke studies of age-appropriate things like sexuality. I tell you, right now is the moment that if you are the first person to go down to Our Lady, Queen of Angels, or the first person to go to Blessed Sacrament, or the first person to go to St. Stephen's or Mount Carmel, or the first person to head over to Pius X, the first person to head to any Catholic school, St. Rose if you're in Girard, Ohio, wherever you are, if you go find a Catholic school and you say, I'll commit, I'll sign a piece of paper that I'll pay you the exact amount of tax money that comes in, if you will let my child come, they'll let your kid in. They will. You'll have a freedom opportunity. It should even work for most high schools. And the people out there who are in the giving mode, start matching this. Go find a Catholic school or a private school and match this. This is the greatest opportunity to regenerate a second school system we've ever had. Charter schools, private schools, public charter schools, private schools, and Catholic schools. If you make a plan, will you take a pledge to get your kids out of the falling apart public schools? You know, this is the big reveal of the COVID crisis, is that teachers' unions don't care about your children. They may have teachers who love them. They have made teachers. They may have teachers who want to go back to work. They may have teachers like Dwayne's wonderful wife who has gone back to work. But they don't love your kids. They love their union benefits. And many of them love their time off, and they love in San Francisco the definition of a workday now, which I believe is something like 2 days video learning. It's utterly failed your children. Are you going to risk it again? Are you going to risk a third wave or a fifth wave or a sixth wave? And the teachers union leaving your kids out to dry. All the private schools I know about have reopened. They've sued to reopen in places like Ohio. And if you make a plan, you will have the money arrive. If you've made it through this and you're okay, I know that some of you are struggling, you can get your kids out of the public schools and into a private school. John in Garfield Heights. Hi, John.
Yeah, good morning, you. I just want to make a general statement that, like, my wife and I, you know, I'm retired. Okay, I'm 74. I'm retired military. I'm getting my pension. I'm getting Social Security. My house is paid off. I really have no bills, and this money is, like, extra. And what I see, and what I see a lot of people in my position would probably do, is to donate to charity. It makes sense, okay? You got everything you need, so you need to give to others. So, and one thing
you've anticipated my next. What are you going to do, John?
I want to give $200 to Food for the Poor. You know.
Oh, thank you.
Your program. I already did it in the past, but I plan to give at least $200 to Food for the Poor today.
Thank you, my friend.
That's all I want to say.
I appreciate it. I was going to make the pitch for charity on top of this. If you are like John, by the way, are you still there? John? No, he's gone. All right. I want to make the pitch as well. If you don't need the money, give the money away. Now, I would love for you to give it to Food for the Poor, because Food for the Poor is feeding desperate children in Honduras. And I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of them because of the virus and because of the devastating effects of everything that is going on down there. Let's listen to one dad who talks. Well, never mind. I don't have time for that. I'll come back and tell you about that. But the Food for the Poor banner is at HughHewitt.com at the very top. Go there or simply call 855-359-HOPE and make a donation. But more importantly, take the pledge to think about the money that's coming your way in terms of saving your children from a rotten and collapsing public education system. More on that after the break, but take the pledge. I will focus my new money on education for my kids. Stay tuned. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. I want to remind you that our sponsor is AndrewandTodd.com. There with Sierra Pacific, they lend you money to refinance your house or buy a home or help your son or daughter become investors in real estate by becoming a non-occupying co-borrower. They help senior citizens with reverse mortgage. They help veterans with no money down mortgages. They help you refinance. So if you need to get money out of your house or you need a whole new house, go to AndrewandTodd.com or call them at 888-888-1172. I'm busy typing a tweet exhorting my audience to take the pledge. Parents, if you have children already enrolled in a fine Catholic or a private school, gather the PTA and the leadership on Zoom or in person and embrace the goal of doubling enrollment. Get to new parents now before they commit the new tax money that is coming their way. And it is coming their way. To another project, to your school. There is no more, it's no greater opportunity. It is the breakthrough that voucher proponents have wanted forever. And Democrats did it. and they don't know that they did it. They passed a voucher bill, and they have no idea that they did. They passed a voucher bill. Now, there are some families I know who are so close to the edge that they're going to take their $1,400 per person and $3,600 per five-year-old and younger, or $3,000 for a 6- to 17-year-old, and spend it on staying alive. I know that. That's going to be some percentage of this universe. But that's not most of America. The unemployment level is only, it's below 10%. So 90-plus percent of America is working. They're stretched a little bit. They've been saving. Now is the chance for a revolution in education, a revolution in changing the lives of children across the United States if you get them out of corrupt public school systems dominated by teachers' unions, like in Los Angeles and San Francisco, throughout California, the state of New York. The bigger the state, the more powerful the teachers' unions, the worse the schools. This has got no commentary on teachers who struggle within that, but I followed this for years. For years and years, I followed KIPP schools, I followed Catholic schools, I followed the Barney Charter School Initiative at Hillsdale College, and I know this to be true. There are a lot of states that will, in fact, provide you additional assistance. Aaron Baer of the Ohio Family Network sent me a note and said, look, there's an Ohio charter school too. You all need to become agents of change in education, and the money is now there. The federal government just revitalized private education in America. Democrats did not know that they did this, but they did this. They just undermined the teachers' unions. If every parent of a child in private school, Catholic school, Christian school, non-denominational private school, if every parent goes out and recruits one other child and says, makes the case, sits down and said, let's do some math. Beginning in July, you're going to get $250 a month. I'll bet if we go down to Blessed Sacrament and we say, hey, Mr. Joe, Mrs. Joe, Sister Mary something or other, Father Joe, I will commit to you for the next 5 years that I have a child before they hit eighth grade to put them in Catholic school. If you will take them for the money the federal government is giving me, sign a contract, dedicate the payment, they'll get them in. They'll find a way, because the cost of filling that last desk is so cheap compared to the first desk. And you can also start a charter school. And if your child is below the age of five, you can do the same thing for a K through 12 education. Private schools negotiate all the time. I've been in the radio business for so long that often at the beginning of the school year, they will run special campaigns appealing to students. Come hither. We will match it. We'll give you half off because the marginal cost of the last desk is low. Now, that's going to confuse the Steeler fans a lot. But think of it as starting at the 50-yard line after a punt. Now they'll understand. You don't have to go the whole distance to score the touchdown. You're not starting at the 15, or if you're the Browns return game until this year, you're not starting at the 5. You're starting at the 50. You've got the federal government sending you $3,000 or $3,600 a year, depending on your child. And let me also say to those of you who don't need the money at all, yes, I think you should give some to charity. I think you should give some today to Food for the Poor. Give 10%. Give $140 of your $1,400 check. Go to HughHewitt.com and do that. That will go directly to Honduras and save children's lives. So you will be doing a great good thing right off the bat with your found money. Democrats always think, and it's not a bad thing, they always think that everybody is falling apart everywhere in the United States because they hear from their interest groups that have an interest in you believing that. But that's not, in fact, the case. People have figured it out. They're doing amazing stuff. They're mad at the schools. They're very mad at the teachers' unions for keeping the schools closed. In California, it's a scandal. It's probably going to get Gavin Newsom recalled. It may change the politics. The school scar is big. The damage done to these kids is big. Why would you entrust your children to them again now that you don't have to? So understand, I want to review it again. 1-800-520-1234. And if you're a parent with a child in a Catholic school, would you call me and make the case for why you want your friends to send their kids there? I'm thinking if Warren John F. Kennedy High School has got capacity for at least a 50% increase in students. So all over Warren, Ohio, parents of the kids who are already Kennedy Eagles ought to be going around and saying, you know, you can get your kid in if you just dedicate the new money that the government's going to start sending you. And it looks like they're going to start sending it in monthly payments. $250 a month for 6-year-old to 17-year-old, $300 a month for 5 and under. And you can go in there if you got a 2-year-old and say, look, what do I have to do to guarantee a slot in your school for 12 years? Financial planning is the key here. And every school teacher and administrator, you got to find your principal today and say, do you realize that we just had the doors thrown open to enrollment? Our dream just came true. The Democrats gave us a voucher. They don't know they gave us a voucher, but they gave us a voucher. Let's use it. Take the pledge. I'm going to make this my podcast. The Rundown, take the pledge, ! We're going to put this entire hour into it. It's going to be special. We're going to put the first segment of the last hour into it. We have a pre-roll with Generalissimo, and I want you to send it everywhere just to get people thinking about it. And I've been tweeting out, it's very easy to find a Catholic school near you or a private school or a Christian school or a non-denominational school that's just excellent. And you need to do that. Jason in Ohio. Hello, Jason.
Hello, you. Long-time listener. Love you, man.
Thank you.
Welcome. So much. I love what you're talking about today. I liked the idea you said before about investing it in a 529? I looked into that.
529. Yep.
Yeah, well, now I like this idea even better because I've been trying to talk to my daughter's mother about getting our daughter into private school, Christian school, a Protestant, not Catholic, but still.
Private religious education is the only way to save them from the public school machine.
Well, she's thought her big rule has been the cost, and I'm like, well, it's not that much more than daycare and what we've been paying, but with this money, I think this is a great idea. I didn't even think of that, and I'm really going to try that. Question for you though, sir.
Yes.
My pastor, the Christian school in town has some, they have a couple of views that are slightly different than our church, and he's been trying to talk me out of this school. And how would you combat that?
I would say make a list of every private Catholic, Protestant or non-denominational private school in your area and do the homework. Well, your kid is worth it. And compare and contrast what their belief systems are and find the one is closest to you and read their reviews. Talk to parents. You have a choice now. The government just gave you a big choice. You can go to any school you want. I mean, it's a lot of money. If you go to any of those principals and say, I will commit my $1,400 check, my ex-wife's $1,400 check, and every dollar that comes in for the kids, if you will guarantee them a seat in this school for as long as they perform. They'll make that deal happen, Jason. So just pick the best one. I don't care if it's a Protestant school. I think it's going to be a Catholic school in most cases because they're better at education. They've been doing it longer. But even if they've got some ideas you don't like, find the best one. There are lots of options. Just go looking. Hey, Jason, thank you. Manny in Florida. What do you think, Manny?
You, I'm going to have to sit you on this one. I am a hardworking teacher. I work at a Title I school. I have to look at the leaky roof that we're dealing with and other things that we're struggling with, and the teachers are really super working hard. I don't understand how you can make the case for privatization.
Banny, there are great teachers everywhere. I make that case all the time. The Democrats in Congress, they blew it. They passed a $1.9 trillion blue state bailout, and most of it is a nightmare. But they did one great thing. They did put in a lot of money per kids with no government agency between the parents and the kids. So every child in America is going to get $1,400, boom, like that. And every child in America under the age of 17 is either going to get $250 a month or $300 a month. And they want to make this program permanent, and I'm all for making it permanent because it's a voucher program. You can get your kids out of the miserable public schools in which they are languishing right now and move them to a Catholic school, a Protestant school, a Jewish school. They will make you a deal. And by the way, if you're driving to work right now and you're a teacher in one of those schools, go see the principal and say, we got to get a marketing program going. We've got to get a piece of paper into the hands of every kid in this school to give to their best friend. We got to get every parent in this school to go out and say, we got desks. All you have to do is commit that new money and your kid can get a quality education. We can make it work. Let me go to Deborah in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Pittsburgh, Deborah.
Hi, you. Thank you so much for including it. I'm calling to say, please, you have a wonderful list of alternatives for schooling. I had never heard the Hebrew schools included, and they all also offer great education. I have friends who have children have certainly thrived. So please, thank you again for adding that. Just, I heard it within the last minute that you added. So thank you so much.
Oh, you know, the Jewish schools in Southern California are the best schools in Southern California. And Hebrew schools are among the very best Jewish schools. And so go to Hebrew school. And what does it cost typically, Deborah?
I don't know, sir. That I don't know.
But don't you think they'll work with a Jewish mom and dad who want their child to be educated in the faith?
Most definitely. I can't imagine. Education is a cornerstone of the faith, as it is with many, many people, many cultures. But thank you so much for turning a negative to a positive. It really is what you earlier called an opportunity to get your child out of a city school and into a better education.
Absolutely. Once in a lifetime.
Voucher program.
And if you're disciplined, if you just think now, before you start using the money, before you buy a new car or you expand your house, invest in your kids. And they're giving you the money. It's the best thing the government has done in this bill. Deborah, thank you. Mike in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Hugh. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Hey, listen. I run the Institute for Catholic Liberal Education. We have over 100 Catholic schools around the country that are recommitting deeply to an education based in a Christian anthropology. What parent, if they think for 20 seconds, wouldn't want their child raised in that way rather than in the secular humanist Marxist progressive model?
I agree.
Come to the Catholic schools. Yes.
How do they find you? If you're a parent driving around in Cleveland, I got a huge audience in Cleveland, a huge audience in Columbus. How do they find the right Catholic school? I think you just Google your city and Catholic schools, but do you have a list at your website?
We do. We have a map with them on right now, CatholicLiberalEducation.org, or just type in Catholic classical education, and we're usually the first one to pop up.
And so, Mike, are you going to organize your staff today to go out and proselytize? This is a marketing opportunity that is unmatched in my 65 years for Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, secular education in the private. It's never happened before. A national voucher system. They just didn't know they passed it.
Love the take on it, you. Love it.
All right. Well, you're right. And by the way, the trend in California schools, the curriculum propaganda, is awful. It's awful. You've got to get your kids out of those schools.
Yeah, it's scandalous. Actually, you had me on your show a few years ago for our Catholic textbook history books.
Oh, I remember.
And yeah. It is. Well, you know, Jesus talks about a millstone, right? You should see what's in the 7-year-old textbook.
Oh, we were talking about it at dinner last night. It is in California. It is scandalous. So please, parents, take the pledge. A lot of money is coming your way. Take the pledge now. You're going to save it in a 529, or you're going, if they're 0 to 5, and then you're going to put it into a Catholic, Protestant, Jewish private education and free your child forever. Stay tuned, America, to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? Now is the time to take a stand. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. Every single device you use generates an IP address. Now you can hide that from everyone when you use ExpressVPN. The best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you are protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt. That's expressvpn.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now to learn more. Welcome back, America. I want to reset. If you just got out of bed or you just got into your car, it's a new morning in America. Because in the middle of that $1.9 trillion blue state bailout, there is one little slice of great news. Every parent in America is going to get $1,400 per child, and they're going to get $1,400 per parent. They're also going to get, at least for a year, but we expect it will be extended, and Republicans ought to rally to this, $250 a month per child age 6 to 17, and $300 a month per child 0 to 5. That's a lot of money. And what you can do with that money is free your child from public education where it's failing. Now, I am not blind that there are some great public school districts. I'm not talking to you. My kids went to public school, all three of them, for 13 years, 39 years of excellence. That's why I moved to the community I moved to when they were young, for the public schools. But a lot of you do not have that option. You're stuck in crap schools with teacher unions that have kept them closed all year long, and your kids are at home with terrible computers and lousy teachers. You don't have to do that anymore. Under the new bill, if you will simply go find, and I'm using Catholic schools as a proxy for every good private school. If you go online and Google Catholic schools and the name of your city and state, you will find a school and you can call them today. And there's going to be a line. Parents are going to tell each other and say, hey, Blessed Sacrament, I want to put my kid in 2021. And I've got the money coming in and I'll commit it to you. Can we do a deal? They'll be overwhelmed at first, but they'll figure it out. And if you're a parent or an administrator or a principal or a nun or a priest, get to work. Be ready to accept these phone calls. Do it. Get it done. Clyde in Texas. Good morning, Clyde.
Hey, Hugh. How are you doing this
good.
Morning?
Good. Good, good, good.
Man, I just want to say, bless. Talk to you, and I'm blessed to celebrate a birthday today. March 12th is my birthday.
Happy birthday!
And, oh, thank you, friend. And, you know, it wouldn't be a birthday without calling the Hugh Hewitt Show. Well, and I just want to say, you were making a point about private school, and private school is such an excellent idea. In fact, I think we should just abolish public schools altogether unless they're the real good ones.
Well, we're not going to do that. I'm not looking. All I'm taking is the money that's available, Clyde. All I'm taking is what they've been given to us. We don't need to. We don't need new laws. We just need to take the opportunity given to us. Happy birthday, friend. Be well. Carolyn in Louisville, Kentucky. Carolyn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm happy.
Glad to be on your show.
Thank you.
Well, you caught my ear this morning. I listen to you every morning on my way to work. I'm a preschool teacher, and I work in Jefferson County, which is in Louisville, and unfortunately, some here is pretty bad and getting worse, and quite a few parents are leaving Louisville based on the Jefferson County school system. It's a huge Catholic community. We've got great Catholic schools here. My children went Catholic schools. We have a great schools here as well. I just encourage people in Louisville to check them out if they're going to get these vouchers now.
They're not vouchers. They're going to get money. And the temptation will be to just spend it because they got new money. Make a plan. Make a plan not to spend it. Don't do that. Put it in. And in fact, you're probably able to go to those schools and make a commitment, and they will give you a discount based on the commitment. If they know they've got the tuition in, they can lower the tuition.
That'd be great here in Louisville.
Oh, Carolyn, thank you. I think it's everywhere. I think there are lousy schools everywhere in America that are in the grip of public employee unions, teachers unions, SEIU, and they are not putting your child first. I've never met a Catholic school that didn't. Eric in Indiana.
You. So, yeah, I've heard you talking about donating our stimulus checks to charity, and I'm also talking about pulling our kids out of public schools. And I just wanted to throw out the idea of combining those two ideas because I don't need my stimulus check. I also do have children, so I would like to donate my stimulus check to a family that wants to pull their kid out of public school.
Do you know where to do that? AceScholarships.org. It is a very simple, it's a wonderful charity. I've spoken for them across the country. AceScholarships.org. All they do is raise money to put kids into fine private schools. They take kids from failing public schools, and with the money they raise, they put them into fine public schools because there are always empty desks, always. And so if you are so inclined to save a kid, go to acescholarships.org. Eric, thank you. Nicole in New York. Which part of New York, Nicole?
Good morning, Hugh. It is a pleasure and honor to speak with you. I've been listening to you for a couple of years. Driving through the Adirondack Mountains.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, yes. I actually had a bald eagle fly in front of me as you were doing a parody on the Mueller report, and it was just, it was poetic. It was really poetic. About the private schools, you know, I pulled my daughter out of public school this past year. They had closed our Catholic school, and she was in middle school, and, you know, they just, it was, I'm an honor student. I'm like, you can't write, you know. Skills are poor. Everyone's just pushing you along. The standards are down. You're not an honor student. And the Common Core has just, in my opinion, just not been where it needs to be. And I found a beautiful Catholic school run by 17 Dominican sisters. It's a boarding school.
Oh, wow.
She's thriving. Thriving, learning Latin and Greek and French. I mean, she is 3 years behind the sixth graders that have really started the languages. Her spiritual life has exploded. And, you know, this was a young girl that, you know, was, you know, very much into pop culture, but always had a faith. And we went to our first Latin Mass, and she looked at me at the end of Mass and kneeling and said, "Did I just go to heaven?"
Well, if you learn the old faith and the Roman Baltimore Catechism, things will be good for you. But, Nicole, let me ask you, a school like that probably costs more than $3,000 a year, right?
It cost me $250 a month in tuition, and she boards every other weekend. My total tuition is $550.
So you see, listen, America, you can find a school. The government just made it possible to do that for your child. They just made it possible.
There are some upfront costs, but I'm telling you, know, just to get uniforms and because she does board. But she's at school with girls from California, from Canada, normally from France, because that's where the order's originally from. But it's called the Holy Name of Jesus Academy. And anybody who wants to come and, you know, check it out, I'd be more than happy to host their family, host their child. You know, they can, you know, come here on the weekends. I'm picking them up at 2 o'clock today, and she's got a friend from Missouri.
And remember that the upfront cost, the government is not only giving you a monthly stipend, they're giving you $1,400 per child. So if you're going to go into a private school and their upfront cost, not only do you get the monthly, you get the $1,400. Nicole, thank you. Great call. Patrick in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Patrick.
You know, I just want to say my four kids have been going to Catholic school on the west side of Cleveland here. And before this school year started, they were a waiting list. You know, from the public schools. So people are waking up. They know that the union is the dirtiest public school unions that controlled by the Democrat, they control the Democrat Party, so it's a good thing here.
It's a great thing, and there will be some schools for which there are waiting lists. Great Heart Academies, for example, in Arizona have waiting lists, but that doesn't mean you don't go shopping. There will be, they can open new classrooms. If they get 30 parents, it's always, The first chair is the most expensive chair, and the 30th chair in a classroom is the least expensive chair. So if they get a waiting list of 30, they can open a new classroom. So, Patrick, you're also... And all of a sudden, what's the tuition for your kids?
It's a lot. It's over $1,000 a month.
Well, that's
four,
steep.
Total.
But you know, do you get a discount on the fourth kid?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah. So look, whatever you're...
And there's always forms you can fill out to get help.
Yeah, there's scholarships at every Catholic school. I know that. You're going to be able to find a school, whether it's Protestant, a Jewish day school, a Hebrew school, a secular school. They always have empty desks. You just have to go and find them.
Let me just say that they not missed one day of school this year while their friends in public schools have been sitting at home in front of some screen. The schools can be open. Buyers. The union is a bunch of...
Okay, we agree, but I'm proselytizing, so thank you, Patrick. Ricardo in Kingsport, Tennessee. Good morning, Ricardo.
Hey, buenos dias from East Tennessee. How you doing, Hugh?
Buenos dias to you, sir.
So, you know, I'm not eligible for the stimulus check, but I do have an idea for some people that are. Seeing as how we're borrowing from our kids and grandkids' future, maybe take $100 that was designated for your child or grandkid and put it in a savings account or a educational 501k or something like that.
Yeah, it's called a 529. Absolutely. Even if you're in a great public school, then take the other pledge. Start a 529 today. That money grows tax-free. Buy Amazon, buy Apple, buy something that's going to grow over the years. I mean, those are the two big growth stocks, Amazon and Apple. I'm not sure about Facebook and Google, but I know Amazon and Apple are going to be here in 10 years. And so go buy a share, put every dollar into a 529 and guarantee their college education. Absolutely, Ricardo. Thank you, my friend. Roy in Dallas, Texas. Roy, what say you?
Yes, sir. I thank you for doing this and putting this on. Here in Dallas, the Dallas Independent School District is a failure. They've removed security and metal detectors out of the schools, and they've also wanted to defund and remove police officers out of the school campuses. Just last week, I read that there was a 15-year-old boy that was murdered on a school campus by a fellow student.
That's so there's no reason to leave kids in the rotten public schools. And Dallas has a very healthy Catholic school system, I believe.
That they rank 45th in the United States, which is not very good. We should be much better, and I totally agree. I'm a product of Catholic schools, and I got some of the best education from Sisters of St. Mary and the Daughters of Charity.
Well, listen, America, this isn't a hard choice. If you've got a bad public school on your hands, get your kid out and use the money the government is sending you to do that. Take the pledge. Thank you, Roy. 1-800-520-1234. I'm going to keep this up for one more segment, and I'm going to talk to Dr. Larry Aaron about it. 1-800-520-1234. Let me remind you, relieffactor.com moment, great sponsor of the show. If you're watching me on YouTube, and you should be, or on Facebook, and you could be, you see I've got a tie on. That's because I'm doing the Washington Post after this. I want you to go and get relieffactor.com today, $19.95. Why? Because then tomorrow you'll feel better after your workout. Support for the temporary relief of minor aches and pains, a balanced diet, and the supplements you need. I always tell people, I've been in this business for 30 years. I have only endorsed one supplement. I have people constantly asking me to do another supplement, do this, do that. And I say, no, thank you. I've got my relieffactor.com. It's the only supplement I've ever endorsed. It's the only one I take. I do take a vitamin. I've been taking vitamin D and zinc during this COVID crisis because they are efficacious, according to some studies. ReliefFactor.com, though, gives you the four supplements you need. Icarian, Curcumin, Resveratrol, and Omega. To get rid of those minor aches and pains that come with exercise and aging, you're definitely getting older, and you should be working out today and tomorrow. So go get your ReliefFactor.com. Come right back to The Hugh Hewitt Show, 1-800-520-1234.
Portions of The Hugh Hewitt Show are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
All right, Hugh Hewitt, welcome to the Rundown, which consists of the pre-rundown, the rundown, and the post-rundown, but all of it brought to you by ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 gets you started on relieffactor.com. I talk about it three times in my daily show. At the bottom of the first hour when I take it, and then in hours two and three when I remind you to take it, depending on when your commute begins, because relieffactor.com works. It's the only supplement I've taken in 30 years of broadcasting. I've declined every other opportunity to take a supplement, and I'll tell you why. Because relieffactor.com actually works. I carry in Curcumin and Resveratrol Omega, temporary relief for the relief of minor aches and pains, temporary support for the relief of minor aches and pains, and you can't do better than that three-week starter pack, $19.95. With that in mind, let's get to the pre-rundown rundown. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Big day for private education in America, for Catholic education, for Protestant evangelical schools, for Jewish schools, for any kind of school that's excellent. You can get your kids into them now. Because the government, beginning in July, is going to send you $250 or $300 a month, depending on your child's age. They're also going to give you a one-time payment of $1,400 per every person in the household. They're going to get it to you directly. They're going to try and make those payments monthly. It'll eventually get ironed out. And you can strike a deal with a public or parochial school, with a private or parochial school, secular or Catholic or Protestant or Hebrew school, whatever. Go on the hunt. And if you're a teacher or administrator, go to the faculty meeting today. Go see the principal and say, do you realize that every single child in this area just became a potential student? People who could never have afforded our tuition, even if it's $1,000, $1,200, $1,500, $2,000 a year, can now afford to come here. We got to let people know. We got to sign them up. Tom in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Thank you. Arizona has a crazy tax credit thing that there are hundreds of charities you can give to, and it's a tax credit. So if you give $1,000, you get $1,000 off your Arizona taxes. Schools are included that. There are limits on schools. I think it's $21 to private schools, but you can give to. There are hundreds of charities, so just go to AZ Taxes or AZ Tax Credit. Yeah,
it's the greatest tax system in the world. Doug Ducey has expanded it, and I believe you ought to give that money to. There's no reason not to do it. It's a tax credit. It's a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. You pay less taxes, and your money goes not to the government, but to your charity of choice, and I believe in schools. Thank you, Tom. Marie in Pennsylvania. Hi, Marie. Hi, Marie.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just also wanted to recommend that money may also be helpful for a parent who wants to stay home and homeschool their children.
Of course.
There are beautiful homeschooling programs out there that really reinforces child faith. It builds close family bond, and it allows you to individualize the teaching for each child, depending on their needs and abilities.
I agree with you completely, but there are some parents for whom homeschooling is not an option, and they have to go to work, and they just got tuition. And so while I love to talk about homeschooling, and I often address homeschooling groups, today I'm talking about a unique opportunity for every parent in America that just passed yesterday. You can get your kid out of a failing public school and change their life. Go find, this is the easiest thing to do. Go find the Catholic school. You don't have to be Catholic. You just have to be ready to commit. Go find it and do it. Jim in Atlanta. Hi, Jim.
Well, I made a career change a couple of years ago and decided to try teaching. And I remember hearing about the KIPP schools.
Oh, they're great
waiting
schools.
For Superman, delightful. Yep. And so I went over there a couple of years ago and started working mostly with KIPP schools. And there's some really a string of very good schools in here in Atlanta, charter schools. And they're not the only ones. Hillsdale works with a charter school down here.
Barney Charter School Program. I'm going to talk with Larry Arn about that in the next segment.
Well, pat him on the back for that. I haven't taught him.
I hate to give Larry compliments. You know that. But
well... That's one, a blind squirrel gets his acorn every day.
There you go. There you go. I'm going to call him a blind squirrel, Jim. Thank you, friend. I want to get a couple more in. Amy in Texas. Amy?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I am happy as can be.
Great. So I am a Catholic school parent, and I'm calling because I think it's great that you are, having asked parents to take their kids out of public school and put them into Catholic school using this money. So we've always been in Catholic school. We decided 1 year, last year as a freshman, to try public school and hated it. Took our money and put her back into Catholic school. But I got to say, the high school that we're at, we have a lot of students who are non-Catholic, and they don't like to come to our school and conform and actually learn about our religion. They come in and they mock our religion, and they don't want to.
Well, that's a discipline problem in your school, Amy. That's something you got to talk about with your principal, because I am a Catholic education product, and that's not. They are welcoming of everyone, but they do not put up with people who. I mean, you'll be shown the door if you mock people's belief. By the way, that goes for Catholics mocking Protestant beliefs or secular beliefs. So go fix it at the school, but let's stay on focus. Let's get more kids into your school. You ought to recruit someone today. Go recruit a Catholic today. Mark in Detroit, you get the last call, Mark.
Mega dittos on this one, Hugh, in honor of the great Rush Limbaugh. Mega
the
dittos.
Late great Rush, you betcha.
So in the Detroit area, Detroit City kids, some of the parents are sending their kids to religious education in Oakland County. So this is a great opportunity for those kids in Detroit. The parents want to get them out. You've got St. Paul's Lutheran School. They've got a lot of kids coming up from Detroit. Shrine. You've got kindergarten all the way through high school.
There are great schools everywhere, Mark. Great schools everywhere. Most of them, I mean, most Catholic schools are great. Not all of them. Most of them are. But there are Lutheran. There are Greek Orthodox. There are Evangelical. There are Hebrew schools. Go find a great school. Your kid is free. Go and negotiate and get it done. Do it. Take the pledge and then send my podcast. Go to the Hugh Hewitt Podcast or Salem Podcast Network.com and send this podcast to every parent you know.